Steam, Steel, and Murder, back again with another episode of our Actual Play podcast. This is Session 24, Part 2, and wraps up the player's vacation on Stormhaven. We have a new public forum for both listeners and players that can be accessed from a link on our Obsidian Portal homepage or directly at bluemagic.com/forums. As always, please leave emails and comments to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. And now, on to the show, Episode 24, Part 2. All right, so we're back then, and we're going to switch over to Jameis. You've been led over to the electrical closet. Basically, this is where all the wiring in the house kind of comes together into a large fuse box, as well as all the telephone lines and all of the transmitter lines, which eventually do wind up connected downstairs into the very large island-sized antenna. And there is a thin ladder inset into the concrete of the wall that goes up into like a recess, which is just large enough for a person to crawl through. You really can't stand up in it. So you're going to be going one at a time through.
Mm-hmm.
So you decide, he says, would you like me to go first? You can go first and I can light your way, however you'd like to do it.
How well do you know the inside route and the walls?
About as good as this map can show me. I've never had a call to be in here before.
I might as well go first, so just so I can sort of maneuver and see which way we're going while you're checking them out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll go first.
All right. Climb up the ladder and go into the recess. It's dark. You turn your headlight lamp on, and with him coming in the rear, he's casting some more light ahead of you. And there's just... there's conduits of cables attached to the walls, both sides, and across the ceiling as well. And as you're crawling through, there is a slight alcove to the right and left where, according to the map, as Ben's telling you from behind you, these alcoves are where the wall intercepts with the room. So on either side of these alcoves, on the other end, will be somebody's room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in the alcove is basically all the wires come out of the alcove. There's a little electrical box there to route things. Like, each room can be independently set to have access to the transmitter or not. They can be set to have access to the phone or not, as well as the video cables can be attached to the rooms. But Ben tells you that they currently are not, because Mr. Allard is very conscious of not wanting to videotape people, in flagrante, if such things were to happen.
Yes, yes.
But they are set up so that they could be recorded.
I make a note of what junior ones look like, so I can tell when they don't look like the usual.
Mm-hmm.
They've got extra, certainly like the, some of the cords have been hooked up that should not be hooked up. Sort of thing.
Give me, go ahead and give me a repair roll here, so you can get a good idea of what a normal room looks like. The one you're looking at currently is one of the rooms that is not occupied right now. What's your total there, then?
We're talking minuses at the moment, so I'm going to spend a chip.
Okay.
Eye for detail would be the obvious one.
Eye for detail is very good.
Four.
Oh, very good. Okay, you get the general lay of it. It's actually not that complicated now that you've got an idea of a template. Ben tells you once again that this is an empty room at the moment. But everything is connected as far as telephone, access to the transmitter. The video camera is not connected, but you can see how it would connect.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. If you crawl up further, three intersections down, this will be Mr. Attain's quarters. Get up to it, and since you rolled so well on that one, give me another repair roll, and I'm going to put you at a +2 on this one, since you got an idea what it should look like.
Just as well, because it gives me a 2 overall.
Okay. Well, that's still a success. First thing that you note is the video camera is connected.
Right.
You also note that the video camera is, while connected, is not routed to where the rest of the wires would be. There's actually, the line has been tapped, and it's rerouted back to another room. You also note that there's an extra... Sorry, go ahead.
Is that wild guess Miss Allard's room?
You would have to trace it to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can trace it, though. I mean, you see where it's been, the line's been kind of looped back.
We'll find out.
There is also an extra line that's ran in here that is not ran into the template room that you saw. And it is also not running back into the electrical closet. It is running back up the corridor.
Huh. Well, I assume Ben's following me and seeing this as well?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I think we should continue on to Miss Allard's room and see what her state of this is like before we start following cables.
All right, so you start following it up the corridor. It looks like the wires are running into the alcove that Miss Allard's room is. But you have a little surprise as your head comes through the area where the alcove is. You turn and look at the alcove, and there are two beady red eyes staring at you as the robot seems to activate.
Woohoo! Combat!
All right. What is your action? What are you wanting to do? We are in a combat round now.
The first thing I'm going to naturally do, which is not going to work, is back away.
Okay. Ben can't see what's going on, of course, so you really can't back away with Ben right behind you.
Yeah. As I said, that's not going to work very well.
Uh-huh.
Although I'd fumble for my gun, get my gun out.
Okay. All right. So your action is to go for your gun. Its action, it's basically activating, it's dropping down its tire treads, and it's readying its laser arm. Okay. So this round, since you're both readying this round, it doesn't really matter who goes first. We will make an alertness roll for this next round. Ben asks on his action, what's going on? All right, give me an alertness roll. I'm going to roll for Ben, too, here.
That's not bad. Not bad. 3.
All right. Your total? Well, it also gets a 3, but Ben has a 4. So he thinks that something's going on, and what he's doing is he's pushing you further up the corridor, and he's drawing a weapon. Do you have a might score?
Huh?
Do you have a might score at all?
I have might 1.
Oh, you have a might of 1. Okay. Give me a roll. Let's see if he's able to actually push you forward on his action or not.
I got a 3.
Okay. Your choice. Do you resist?
It depends what it's. Yeah, it's going to interfere with my shooting the robot if I'm being pushed around, aren't I? So for the sake of a good shot, I'll resist at the moment.
Okay, then you're able to keep from... Basically, you brace with your legs into the corridor, and you're able to keep from him pushing you forward. And you and the robot will act at the same time. So you're going to shoot at it, and it's going to shoot at you.
Okay, what's my shooting? Weapons.
Yes.
Oh, dear. I need to roll well. Oh, just while I got chips.
Actually, shooting would go off of guns.
Yes.
There is no guns.
There is a...
Shooting that goes off shooting.
Shooting, yes.
Yes, I've got that at slightly higher than 1, so that's good. That's a 3 in total so far.
Okay. It only got a 1, so if you want to leave it at that...
I'm going to throw some chips on this because I want to do something decent. All right. So I've used that 1. I'm a disciplined man. And knuckle down and get the job done. There's extra 4.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's enough to take it out, actually.
Yep.
It's only
that's what I was hoping for.
That's your electrical... All right. You can go ahead and describe how you take it out, then.
Yeah, send a spark of electricity at it. It hits something vulnerable in the robot, which sparks right all over its body. Goes zzz, and then goes silent, and the red eyes slowly die. And it drops to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Its laser actually just kind of shot a bit of your clothing and burned a hole in the corridor behind you. And Ben, you hear, yell as he ducks as it goes over his head. Okay.
We get a slight case of robot here. I move forward cautiously.
Okay. into the alcove, and sure enough, those two wires do run into Miss Allard's room.
Looking at the robot at the moment, making sure it's not going to do anything else.
It smokes at you silently with its no longer red eyes. Yep, doesn't seem to be moving anymore.
All right. Look carefully over. Given that we've got a choice of extra wires attached, what extra is in Mrs. Allard's room?
Okay, give me a repair roll to see if you can figure out what it's attached to. You only need to succeed, not by, you know.
I'll just throw another chip and get one.
All right, sure. It looks what it's wired up to is his phone, and likely there is a microphone in the room as well on top of that.
So you don't know video.
Oh, no, you knew ahead of time that the video was wired and on. So, in other words, he's being observed through video in the room, his telephone is tapped, and there's likely a microphone in the room as well. And they all run into Miss Allard's room.
I'll try and gauge Ben's reaction to this.
Oh, and just so we're clear on it as well, Attain's would be the tapped room because the wires are connected to those appliances. Whereas on her side, they simply run into her room instead of being attached to anything.
Yeah, so basically she's bugging his room. So
yes. Said,
I want to see what Ben's reaction to this is, the fact that Mrs. Allard seems to be...
Ben has absolutely no repair skill at all, so unless you've been keeping him apprised of what you've seen, he has no idea what's going on.
No, I haven't been.
Yep,
he's obviously seen extra wires and stuff.
So he's just saying, a robot!
Looks like we have something going on here.
Oh, and I'll give you this with that role you did as well. It also looks that her alcove has had some paneling that's been redone. So it looks like there's actually access into this corridor from her room. Where that's not the truth. That's not true for the other alcoves. They were this side only, can't get into the room. This side looks like one of the vents have been modified, so it's a hinged door.
All right, can I hear anything on the other side?
No, you can't. As in, there's nothing moving on the other side. You can hear and you hear nothing. Yeah.
I put my hand up to the panel and sort of look to Ben to see if he's going to stop me.
He doesn't say anything. He's got his gun out and he's covering you, it looks like.
Okay, open the door carefully.
You rattle a little bit, and it seems like it's latched on the inside of the room. You might be able to force it, but it does look like it has a latch or a lock on the other side.
Not at the moment. I'm just trying to remember. I don't know if I made any notes on Mrs. Allard. Nope. So I can't remember what her history was.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you did find out some things. I'll just remind you of some of the things that you found out. One, that they met in college. Two, that there is at least some talk that she is very jealous of her husband's supposed dalliances with other women.
Yeah, unless she's thinking she's dealing with Etain.
I have a few ideas, but I'm not there.
You're not there.
So
I'm you're not avoiding landmarks. Hush you.
I've got a few ideas myself. It's just, yeah.
Do you want to think about it and have me switch over, or?
I was going to say, perhaps we should take this robot with us and, for the moment, leave here where we can't do much else anyway.
You're going to head back out?
Yeah.
All right. Are you leaving with the robot?
We're taking the robot.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's heavy, especially since it's deactivated, but you're able to. Do you have a might rating?
Of one.
Okay, that's good enough. So you're...
Sure, he has a mind rating as well, so...
Yep, but, I suppose you can duck into the alcove. He can get ahead of you, and so you can reverse positions. He's certainly beefy enough to move it along.
Yeah, so between the two of us, we should be able to get it moving.
Mm-hmm.
All we need to do is get it to a room where we can actually get out into.
According to the schematics and what you've seen, you basically have to go back out into the electrical closet, as this wasn't designed to have access to the rooms.
How did it get in here? Oh, got them through the larger paneling of her room.
Yep.
Given what we've said for the robot before, is there some, like, main processor or something we could take. We could take the core memory of the robot with us. Yes.
Yes. As a matter of fact, you could do that. You could take out its cylinder.
I'll take the cylinder with us then and leave the robot here because it's just going to be too bulky to try and move.
Okay. All right. Yep. All right. I'm going to swap back as the duo is stealthily sneaking up the possibly landmine-strewn trail.
Yep.
As you're going up the trail, sneaking along, you notice that this is kind of like, this was probably at one time a sluice channel down the mountain. Like it's almost like going through a cave because the rock is actually above you. It looks like maybe the runoff from the water off the mountain had carved this channel down the side. So this path is definitely well hidden from the air.
Natural path, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yes.
And let me have you both make one more alertness checks as you go up the remainder of the trail.
Do I still get my plus two?
Yes, you are hyper paranoid.
That'll be a six for me.
I believe my alertness. Hang on, sorry, I've just gone away from my sheet bags. I think that's a one at the moment.
Ooh, you're really faint, man.
Yep.
Sorry, yeah,
I heard one.
I was facing the wrong way. Okay. Yeah, I believe it's one. I went away from my sheet for a second. So.
Okay, that's fine. Mr. Marlowe is taking the lead anyway. And Mr. Marlowe, as you're about to take a step ahead of you, you pull your foot back as you notice that a strip of the corridor right down the middle looks a little different than the rest of the corridor. Stoop over to examine it, and what it is it's a basically a paper mache section that's been painted up to look like the rock around it that's covering up a fissure in the corridor. Had you stepped on it, you would likely fall into your doom.
There's probably punji sticks at the end of this.
There's plenty of room around either side of the chasm that you know, you could go around easily.
I do warn Mr. Gilt. I'm sorry, Mr. Aldrich, that this trap is here, and
I follow gingerly. And basically, from now on, all my alertness rolls are going to be basically me being alert of what he's doing. So I'm mimicking
him. Yes, there you go. All right, avoiding that trap, you break out of the tunnel opens up into the air again, and you've got a small jaunt of open air before you hit the top of the cliff, and it plateaus. It's a flat area. And you just as you come up and take a look around, you notice it's been intentionally cleared off. Like, this would be a great landing spot for something coming in from the air.
Interesting. And is there a some place where there might be a cache of supplies near here?
Start poking around a little bit, and pretty easily you both find there's a tarpaulin that's set up, colored and painted the same color as the rock around it, and pull it off, and there's a cache of here of fuel, food, ammunition.
Wait, no.
In your state, somehow I do not think firearms are a good idea.
Oh, no firearms, just ammunition.
Right. No, I
don't with that either.
I was thinking of coming up here a little bit later and making certain mixtures into the fuel.
We also have sugar cubes, which we would give them for the horses.
Yeah, that's need more than that.
True.
But
could we actually just ruin the powder in these bullets?
No, I mean, we don't want to make it too obvious that we're aware of this place, but nonetheless, we are now aware of here, and it should be fairly easy to get a recording device up here and for us to become aware somewhat of their movements. Excellent. Well, it's time to go back down the hill. Well, we investigate, poke around a little bit more here, make sure there's no caves or fissures, but this is a significant supply depot.
Not, I mean, it's not huge. I mean, there's enough, looks like backup fuel and food for, maybe a return trip to a close island or other base. There is definitely enough room here for a small plane to actually pilot it well to land, easily enough room for a Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
the fuel is aircraft fuel.
Oh, the fuel is aircraft fuel. Darn. Oh, well. Yes, so it's going to be cyanide in the food then. Wait, no. All right, well.
Can we not just pour out? It is a pity we did not have that bottle of wine on us. A non-flammable liquid could have spoiled the fuel for at least a little while.
Well, we have plenty of time later, so we'll. We'll search around for maybe a cave or something like that, but if there's... That is serious. That is some pretty serious stuff that they have over there.
I suppose that you wish to sabotage the area, a booby trap for later, perhaps?
No, I would prefer to be sneaky and subtle about this rather than obvious, and I know that's a change of plan for us, but...
He wants to stab them in the back, not stab them in the front.
Exactly. So what we'll go back and talk with Mr. Jerry. I think the best plan. We'll just go back and talk to him and include him on the planning.
I see.
So we head back down the mountain.
Okay.
All the while, I make sure to look for the glint of blades or.
Of course.
Or the telltale snap of a man.
Your paranoia fades like a cloudy day as soon as you exit the forest. Back into the sunshine of normality.
Feels... I need to go take a shower. It's time to go. Let's go away.
Yes, I believe we left the horses over this way.
Yes. And we go back to the...
Horses?
Yeah. Yep. We go back horses and we go back down and we're going to confirm with Mr. Jerry.
Mm-hmm. And, Jameis, you certainly didn't take as much time as they did for their trip. So is there anything else you want to do in the interim until they come back?
Well, the obvious thing is to investigate the cylinder.
Okay. Do you bring this to Mr. Allard's, knowledge or?
Can Bert and I deal with it without him knowing about it?
Ben, yeah, I mean, sure. He's willing
to... Ben's already aware that I've got the cylinder.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be wrong and accuse Mrs. Allard of something that she may not have done. So, yeah, he's all for not telling Mr. Allard until you're
sure. What's Ben suspecting? I know what I'm suspecting. What's Ben saying what he's suspecting? Because, as you said, he didn't, as far as I could tell, he didn't quite understand what the link-up was about.
Give me an empathy roll. As
I don't have empathy. I've got deceit with a read with deceit.
Four dice. Because you're not
two.
All right. Okay. No, that's not bad. Let's see. Okay. He tells you, well, I've had my suspicions for some time that the Mr. Allard's wife has been creating her own accounts. And has been looking for the opportunity to leave her husband. Mindful, no one's ever actually caught Mr. Allard with a lover on the side, but it certainly has made the newspapers. It is talked about a bit in the press. So she's never had the legal recourse to seek a divorce simply because nothing has ever been proven and has always been dismissed as... bad reporting and people wanting to spread stories about Mr. Allard. But it's been my suspicion for a time that she's been siphoning off some of the Allard's wealth, creating her own accounts, readying herself for when things might be proven.
And perhaps now playing the international stock market?
He nods his head. It's possible. Mr. Attain might actually be helping her to do this. Why she would bug his room, though,
Exactly. That would indicate more that she's just looking at what information he has. But it also seems that she's now willing to go as far as potential murder by indicate the cylinder.
Yeah, he says, we can go. I have a...
As you say, house. I want to tread carefully about this. I don't want to start trampazing and accusing people left, right, and center until I know a bit more. But on the other hand, I don't like being shot at by those robots. I give a shudder either.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has an office that has a machine in it that you can put this on and we can see what can be found on it. I'm afraid I don't know a great deal about these machines. But I can certainly hook it up for you to have a look.
We can see what we find out.
All right. He takes you back to his lab, shows you where to pop in the cylinder. And you have some skills with machines, right? With analytical engines?
I've got engine programmer.
Yes. Okay. Give me a roll.
Ooh, I actually get to use that skill.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Oh, okay. It's 6.
Oh, very nice. Okay, you have a menu. You have a menu of choices here set up so how the robot is programmed. One of it is the voice activation, where you notice that it's only set up to recognize one pattern. That pattern looks very much like the mystery pattern from the other robot. You would have to compare to be sure, but it looks very similar. The other menu is.
Do you have those recordings we made earlier handy?
He'll go get them.
Yeah.
Yep. So he leaves. He's going to leave you in his office, and he locks the door on his way out. You can get out yourself, but nobody else could get in.
Yeah. So. Come on. Let's see what happens.
Zap.
The other menus on there are basically commands that are set up for a list of logic branches for what the robot will do under certain circumstances. And it looks like it was programmed to keep people away from that alcove. It was set up to be in a low power mode where it simply waited for anything to break its line of sight, and it would, and if something did, it activates and would terminate whatever was in front of it.
Yeah. That's pretty much, actually, I don't know what the exact term is, but it's some sort of degree of murder, that is.
No. Just home defense. Home defense.
Just considering, this is sort of thoughts going through Kevin's mind, considering that it was set up like this and that the person, unless she changed it, of course, that was planning on going through and doing the wiring inspection came across it, all of a sudden, zap, they're dead. Home defense in the middle of the building? No, not likely. That's murder. Anything else on there?
Not really, other than the code was really well done. And actually, if you weren't so good at it yourself in this particular instance, you do note there's a subroutine put in where it would erase the data that was on it before you could actually look at it. You were able to sidestep that nicely. So it does speak to whoever did this has some very good skills with engine programming.
All right. Now, I'm in Ben's office.
Yes.
He's not back yet, so I have a quick look around. It was almost a general reflex to do this.
Ben's office is very nice. It's almost a library that's been converted into an office, so there's still many bookcases around, although not many books on them. The majority of his office is taken up by a very large filing cabinet. It's a bank of four filing cabinets kind of locked together.
Yeah. Are the files locked?
Yes. You want to try and open it?
I don't think I have the time. I could if I had more time, but yeah, I don't think I have
the time. Well, if he has to go down to the lab and get the cylinder and come back, you figure you've got a good 10 minutes.
Oh, well, in that case. I'm probably going to get shot anyway by someone else coming through the door, so I might as well find that information first. Yeah, let's have a look.
Yep, give me a burglary roll.
Right. Bink. That's not good.
What's the total?
That's merely 1, 2, 3, 4. That's merely a 5.
It's enough to open it. It's not much of a lock. It looks like it is stock. It's the same locks that these things were made with. There is no nothing put in to make them any stronger.
All right. I want to see. Yeah. So just a quick look first of all to get an idea of what's in the files before I go through anything specific. So I know what the layout of the files are.
Okay, basically the files are of everyone that's on the island that's employed by the Allards, that work for the Allards, and the Allards themselves. Every family member has a file on them. There's even a file for Benjamin himself. There's also business records and transactions of inventory that's come on and off the island. Seems to be pretty well organized.
I'll start going with a quick look through the Allard's files.
Okay. Who do you start with?
Mrs. Allard.
Yes. Apparently, they both graduated from the same university. Her specialties was, in fact, engine design and programming. She's also has a basically a business degree as well, which is not, you know, not surprising considered she runs the household's money affairs, but the machine programming is not something that's ever been widely publicized that you know of.
So she definitely has the skills to do this. Mm-hmm. We'll have a look through the business files.
Most of it are cargo manifests from ships coming and going. You get a good idea of how much it takes and supplies to run this island, which is staggering. Just the food budget alone is amazing.
Nice. Is there any communication logs?
No communication logs. Other than when people have, there's a list of when people have requested a broadcast line to you make contact outside of the island. Right. Every time someone has requested it, there is a form for it.
Yeah, we'll start saying it's electronically kept. Right. Okay, so it's the file. We'll have a look at Ben's file before he gets back.
All right. Ben's file is actually fairly thick. In the time that you have, you're basically able to find out that he's fought for three different militaries, that he met Mr. Allard while he was on tour in France. They'd met there. Apparently, he was hired as a bodyguard for the time that Mr. Allard was there. They become really good friends. He even did a stint at the university that Mr. Allard eventually graduated from, and they'd been in close contact for a lot of their adult life.
All right, given this, we've got a time. We'll try and lock it up back again as fast as I can, and back to the computer. Mm-hmm. Innocent listening.
Oh, and he was attending the same college for political science courses.
As Allard?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. As I said before in other games, I'm not great on the political side, so there's probably all sorts of aspects of this I'm missing.
And you've got just enough time to get the folders back and everything locked back up. When Benjamin comes back through the door and he's got the cylinder, you're able to match up the voice prints. And yes, the voice print in the lethal robot was the same as is programmed into the robots in Allard's lab.
And yeah. And that's Mrs. Allard.
Mm. Well, you suspect. You still don't know that that's her voice print, but yeah.
Well, we were there when they got recorded at breakfast. We know who said what.
Oh, that's true. Since he has the recording, he could, since you have these suspicions now, he'll load it up. And
What I thought. That's what I sent him off to get was the breakfast recordings.
Okay. I thought you also meant the original
recording. It took time to do it. Fine. We get that all sorted out at once then. Fine.
But there's a 90% match between her voice and the recordings and the robots, and you only need an 80% match to have it work.
Right. So it's either her or just cross-check the daughter to make sure their voices don't sound similar enough that they could both do it.
The daughter has an 83% match.
Yeah. So it's more likely the mother, but it could be the daughter. Oh, just while I'm thinking,
it could be the mother.
I'm going to point out what I found in the robot in terms of it was programmed pretty much to kill, but I want to just cross-check the other voices, just sort of something to do, as it were.
Right. Everyone else has no better than a 60% match.
Okay. It'll be if suddenly attains high-pitched voice. Oh, 99%.
Nope, he was the other high one at 60%, but he was the closest.
So yeah, it's quite likely that if that inspection had gone through, if you hadn't remembered to change the robot's programming, then yes. I don't think that would be justifiable in any sense. I say to him.
I suppose, I mean, she of course would have known the schedule. I'm sure she would have removed the robot before this happened, wouldn't you think? I would like to think that.
I would hope so, yes. But if some other emergency had come up and they needed to access the hatch, they needed to access something that would have gone past that particular alcove.
So do we go to Mr. Allard with this now, then?
I'm just trying to... What do you think his reaction would be?
Yeah, he sits down and says, I've known him for a while. He wouldn't take this well, that's for sure. He, as focused as he is on his mechanics and his love of information, he does love his wife. He doesn't show it as often as he should. And of course, there are all the rumors. Although I personally have never known Mr. Allard to have taken another lover.
Mm-hmm. What we have at the very base is that she's spying on Etain. Everything else beyond that is... Well, we don't know what she was doing down in the lab.
She has been known to go, as I've said, to go over the budgets for what Mr. Allard has been working on. It's not out of the norm for her to be down there.
But those things that have been happening down there.
You know,
if she's got skill enough for robots, she may have skill enough to alter the video camera such that it won't show.
Ben pulls out his notebook and starts writing down a series of numbers from each of the dates that Mr. Allard had said that something had been moved or missing. And he sticks back the cylinder in his machine and starts typing the numbers in. He says, very interesting. Each of the notes that were left out are projects that have no patents on them and haven't been released yet to the Medicis. These were works in progress.
I'm going to say something. Feel free to just say I'm just being paranoid. But is it possible that Miss Allard may be working for someone else? Some other power?
She has a lot of business contacts. It's kind of necessary for the job she performs here. It wouldn't be out of the question that she's come in contact with another agency.
It's possible. Well, the degree of how much she's doing is just to get set up her own private accounts versus how much is she actually has her loyalties changed. That I can't speak to.
I'm going to cut scene for a moment as the horse riders are coming back to the mansion. You guys notice that the golf cart is it's got some luggage loaded up onto it. Mr. Etain is sitting in the passenger seat, and Mr. Allard's daughter is on there as well, and they're being ferried down to the airport.
Whoa! What are you? Shoot. We need to stop them. Hey.
They are heading to the airport. And which people did you say again? Sorry, I was being distracted by roommate trying to talk to me over Skype.
It would be Etain and Allard's daughter.
Ah. Agreed. They are, after all, suspects in this matter.
Okay.
How do we stop them? Aside from just racing up there and blocking their path.
I say we race up there and inform the young Miss Allard that her father would gravely, as a matter of grave import, to discuss with her, and that he did not want to go over the regular communication channels.
Okay, give me a deceit roll.
Are you better at lying than I am?
No, you said it.
No, I am not. I am a...
Okay.
I am an honest man, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, if only you had someone dishonest with you, who could that be?
Who could that be? That gives me a 3.
Oh, that's actually really good. She rolled a -2 and has no skill in it herself. She looks up and says, oh my, certainly. She goes to the back of the cart and pulls out her luggage. And she says, don't hold the flight up for me, Etain. I may need to catch another flight. And he just waves her off. And
actually, Mr. Attain, I know I was speaking with Mr. Allard earlier, and there was some matter of an insurance policy I believe he wanted to see you about, and he had gotten trapped up in one of his
experiments.
It was dealing with some kind of Faraday cage he was building, but I do remember him mentioning that to me.
Oh, of course. I know just the paperwork he wants. He pops off the back of the cart. He collects his luggage, lays it down on the back of the cart, pops open the luggage, and draws out a large weapon, which...
Holy crap!
I just had a robot. You got a grass weapon.
Give me a... everybody down there, go ahead and give me initiative roll there.
I have to say...
I'm going to say everybody is surprised.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I was going to say I am absolutely surprised by this turn of events. That's going to be a 6 for me.
Minus 2 for the roll, so you're going to end up with a 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to make 2 on my roll, and what's the skill?
Alertness.
Alertness. All right, that's that'll be a -3 with the overall run.
Okay. That's fine.
Stop bidding your chips.
Okay. Here's what's going on. You can just take the roll if you want. You can spin chips if you want.
I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
Oh. I can help you if you want to self compel yourself there, Van Ulrich.
Von the God.
Von the God. Noblesse WJ to step in the way of protecting her.
You lose a chip though for that.
No, he doesn't.
Well, if you self compel.
Yeah. Jameis doesn't. If you want to self compel that, yeah, you can take a chip, and your action would be to jump in front of Miss Allard if that's what you want to do.
Oh, right. Do that. You touch her. Then yes.
Yes. So you could use that as a reroll or a +2, but your action has to be to protect her.
I may as well go for the reroll, seeing as I got -2. Though my luck will be even worse, but I still got the point. Oh no, that's a 4.
Look at that.
So that's a 2 this time with your -2.
So what is your total?
That's a 3 because I have 1 alertness.
Okay, so your total is a 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. He does end up going first, and what he does is he pulls out this very large gun that requires him to grip it in the front and in the back, and he he blows the head off of the security guard that was driving the golf cart. You guys hear, it's a repeating weapon. You're like it shoots several bullets into the back of this guy's head and shoulders, just blowing his head off. And he turns around and he's got the gun pointed at you guys, and just says, well, that's the end of his action. So the next highest, I think, is
me.
Mr. Marlowe. Yes. So he's got this gun pointed at you.
Can I dismount on the other side of the horse to
the horse for cover? Sure, that'd be an athletics roll. Yeah. If you succeed, you will have full cover from the horse.
I only have an athletics 1. I'll blow a chip for deal in a dirty.
You
want to
take the 0? I'll have you fall off the back of the horse and still get the cover, but take a little bit of. You take a box of damage from falling.
I'd have to get up for my action. So I'll just blow a chip. I'm flush right now for... I deal in a dirty business, and I'm going to hide behind a freaking horse.
Nice. Okay. So that just going to use it as a +2 to give you a positive?
Yes.
All right.
So sorry, Glue.
Got cover behind your horse. And Mr. Hundegaard, describe how you are being chivalrous and helping out Miss Allard here.
I am galloping the horse as fast as I can and interposing it between her and the man with the gun.
Okay.
I am not used to bankers being in this business. But then again, I never did have to handle the family accounts.
Okay, I'm going to ask for an empathy roll here to get your horse to respond.
Empathy
to this.
Is what I should be doing very well. That's a 6.
Oh, very good. Yeah, the horse.
Nice.
The horse feels your need and and spurs you out in front of Miss Allard. Okay, next round. Go ahead.
I don't suppose I can also dramatically draw my sword as well as part of the action.
Yes, you can do that. That's fine. give me another alertness roll to see who's going to go first in this round.
That's a 1.
That's a 6.
Yep. So as is, you're going to go first there. He's got a 5. He'll be going right below you. His action is, to hose you all down with lead.
I will seek to disarm him if I can.
Okay, now you're behind the horse, so you're going to have to close the distance between him and you, and then do like a might roll to disarm him. You can do that. It's a multiple action.
In that case, I'll just draw my knife this round and try to move up closer to him.
You're going to be coming out behind your cover if you want to do that. Here, you can try this if you want. You can try an empathy roll on your horse to get him to move in the direction you want. Towards.
Sure, Glue. Why don't you become your eponymous name?
You smack the horse to surprise him into action into running at the guy with the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would allow that too if you get a good empathy roll.
It's a 3.
Okay, that's enough. You describe what just happened there.
Okay, I slap the horse. No, I don't want Glue to die.
What? If you want to just basically have Glute surprise him and put a temporary aspect on him, you can do that. And that's kind of what I was looking at it.
Sure. Yeah. I'll do that. I'll have Glute surprise him and be running past him as he's about to open up. So he is surprised that Glute would do this for me.
Give him the tag jerky shot.
Yeah. I'm about to die.
It surprises him. Since the way it was described, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give him a -2 to his roll as the tag to this, because it was kind of meant to throw him off his aim, as it were. He does go next, so he's going to shoot. Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah. So that's actually, even with his good marksmanship, that is a 0. So, yeah, he misses.
I love you, Glue.
So he shoots just off to your left, makes you dance a little bit from the bullets flying off the ground. And this thing is, it's shooting out several bullets at once. It's like some of the field artillery pieces you've seen in the war, but it's portable. And Mr. Hundegaard, you're still astride your horse with your blade drawn.
Can I charge him down?
All right, you're going to charge him down? With the empathy roll you made last time, I'm going to say you're still in control of your horse handily. So make me a fighting roll.
Weapons?
Unfortunately, it's going to be limited. Let's see here. You have experience with horses, right? So
yes,
I'm going to say not limited. Okay, go ahead and give me a roll.
More importantly, German aristocrat from an old aristocratic family.
Mm-hmm.
And I could really use the bonuses I have. Because I have weapons at +2. That's only a 1. I only just got the point, but I may as well spend it at this rate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I tried to self-compel you.
Yep. I'm spending 1 point for, let's see what's best here. I am tired of all this.
You know what? I'm going to award you a point for doing the charging on horseback with a sword drawn and being from an aristocratic German family.
Oh, yeah, that's actually true. German aristocratic families and German cavalry were famed for their long sword charges. So it is a long blade. And okay, so I'm still at 2 points. So that'll be a... weapons of 2, that's a -1 there. Do I spend it on reroll or a +2? Because it'll bring me up to a 3 if I just buy the +2.
Up to you.
Yeah, just by the plus two for three in total.
Okay. So you, a three isn't enough to take him out, but you definitely wound him. If you want to describe your pass there, go ahead.
Yes, with the noble pride of flame at this sight, he spurs the horse on, riding past, and does a backward sweep with his blade, having reversed it to his left hand, and passes him on the right. Rides by, slashes back, and gives him a harsh nick across the left shoulder.
All right, very good. And let's have the alertness rolls again. Next round, he's wounded.
Five.
Oh.
Alertness is really not my forte. That's a minus one.
Hmm? Well, he's only a four, so Nick, you were able to get within stabbing range last round with your...
Nice. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and tag his aspect stressed. Mm-hmm. We learned earlier that he was stressed, so I'm going to tag that free, and then I use the plus two. All right, and so stabby stabby.
All right.
Oh, you failed me, dice. I'm gonna spend a chip there. That's I'm gonna go with it could all be lies because this guy is clearly not what he appears.
Mm-hmm.
Good lord. Well, that was slightly better. Plus two, so that gives me a one. My weapon. And then I'm going to tag my weapon knife skill.
Mm-hmm.
Six, seven. That gives me a seven plus two because it's a knife. And it's my special knife, so nine.
Okay. And he's going to try to fend you off using the gun to keep your knife from hitting him. That's his action. And he's going to end up getting a five. So you got a nine?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, so what's going to happen here is he's going to take... all right, he's going to take a... All right, you stab him in the arm, and basically it's enough for him to lose use of that arm, and he just kind of goes limp, and he's got to drop and can no longer use the two-handed required gun. So I'm going to stab him with that aspect that he now has only one good arm.
All right.
And Mr. Hundegaard.
We're making it. Make a return pass and see if I can smack him around the head.
Okay.
Or defurge on my weapons, that's a three. I think, yes, I only have a weapons of two, so that's a three.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to get a bonus for being on horseback or anything, do I? Actually, no, I get a bonus for sword, don't I? Because I've got the weapons. Sword's a weapon.
Well, if you hit, you get...
Ah, right, yes.
Yeah, and you get the bonus for it being a sword, so that actually is enough... Yeah, he's not going to take another aspect to, or another... He's already down an arm. Okay, so he goes down.
Well, wait, does he get hit?
Yeah, he got hit.
Wait, how... He rolled a five to defend, right?
Yes, he did. Against you. That was his entire action. So he has...
Okay.
He had no action left by the time Aldrich hit him.
Okay.
Remember, we're doing the one roll versus
if
he decides not to split it, then he doesn't get another action to defend, and he thought you were the worst. So, and with a nine against him, he definitely wanted to defend against you.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah. And Aldrich, yours is just enough after he took the down to one arm to take him out. It's just enough. So you have... A downed banker who is a bit more bloodthirsty than most bankers laying on the ground.
Well, this is a bit more literal about it.
Okay, gunshots, of course, you guys hear upstairs in Benjamin's room. Benjamin throws the window open and takes a look down and to see what's going on outside.
Was that the sound of a banker firing a two-handed shotgun followed by some people stabbing him?
Looks like it. and
what's happening? What's going on?
The young Miss Allard commences to scream her blood-curdling scream.
You actually like people, so why don't you calm her down and I'll get on the radio.
gives a snort of disgust, turns away and dismounts, and probably ruins his heroic appearance after that by not liking horses at all, and so the horse always sidesteps when he dismounts. No, you will now go up and try and calm down the young woman.
And I'll go and give a call on the radio and say, man down.
Well, as before you get to the radio, Benjamin runs out of the house. He's got his gun drawn. I think following on his heels is Jerry.
Not...
No?
How brave do you think I am?
That's not. All right. So
I follow cautiously and see who else races out.
All right. Well, there are other tiger guards that are around that have taken notice of the gunshots, and they some of them come riding up on horses. A couple more come out of the house. Go ahead, Mr. Hundergard, and try to calm her down, Marjorie.
Okay, that's 5. And do I get a bonus for tell me about your problems? Although I don't think so, seeing that as pretty obvious.
You shot at my effing beaker! What do you think my problem is?
Exactly. So, yes, that's just a 5.
Okay. Well, yes, you are able to calm her down. All right, so you guys are quickly surrounded by tiger guards that have their guns drawn and out, and Benjamin is coming out as well. He nods to you, Mr. To both of you guys. And Jerry, you said Jerry is coming out, but more cautiously. Was that what I understood?
Jerry, slowly sort of coming down the stairs. I'm not going to run into a gunfight.
Right.
Stupid.
All right, he looks over at you, Mr. Marlowe, and says, what's going on here? You're muted, Mr. Marlowe, if you're speaking.
I was explaining the entire situation. I say blah, basically, and I ask him to stop the flight out. We don't know who else was getting out of the island.
For me?
No, I'm still. Okay. Yes. Hello?
Yes, I heard you. Okay. Very good. So the tigers kind of take control of the situation, and they cuff the banker who's still alive, but not conscious.
Well, this will cause an international incident.
Then Benjamin suddenly gets a look of sure fright on his face and rushes back into the mansion.
Now that I will follow.
Yeah, I take off after him.
Okay. He seems to be running up the stairs. He's
going, just going to either Etain's room or Miss Zellard's room, I'm predicting.
Yep. He rushes right up to Mrs. Allard's room, doesn't stop, and just elbows the door as it comes crashing down around him. And when following close behind, you hear him just yell out, "No!"
Oh.
As you come into the room, Miss Allard is hung by the neck. Rope is attached to the chandelier up top. There's a note on the floor beneath her, and she appears to be quite dead.
Wow. That was not expected. I try to calm Mr. Ben down.
Oh, he regains composure after the the heartbreaking shout of no.
Well, I hope. Let's hope Mr. Allard didn't hear that. Oh, crap. I'm sure the daughter will be thrilled to see this. So will the husband.
Benjamin bends down, picks up the sheet of paper that's,
Whoa. Don't pick. I extend a pair of gloves.
It puts it on and picks up the letter and opens it up. It's handwritten out, and it says, my dearest Kenneth, I couldn't take the accusations and your infidelity. I love you still, and signed.
Quick guess, would she have been dead before or after we announced our presence with the robot?
Do you have any kind of doctoring abilities?
Nope.
Well, everybody has scholarship.
Yes, everybody has scholarship.
Yeah, I rolled scholarship. Just want to have a quick sort of guess as to
Yeah.
You know how good my scholarship up. Just do I really need to? Yeah, you know, I've got a 8 or 9 or 10 or something.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. She's cold enough, and, you know, judging by rigor, etc., she's been dead for a while. She was dead when you were, definitely dead when you were behind the wall.
Okay, so she didn't kill herself because we, all right, that's, yeah.
Does she show any bruising, like she was beaten into doing this?
That I do need a medical role for. And are you going to take her down? Kenneth is already like taking a look at the rope and trying to figure out how to do this without just unceremoniously dumping her on the ground.
Yeah, let's do as much of an examination of the room before we have to take her down. This might not be an actual suicide.
He looks at the last person in the room, which is probably going to be, let's say, Hundegaard, as you weren't examining the body. He looks at you and just, you know, very commandingly says, "Close the door." Well. Block the door as he sees the door laying on the ground inside of the room. keep everyone away from the right.
One thing we can check is to see if he what happened with the Tane in his room. Yeah. I'll check that out. Now, I haven't told you guys about anything I've found.
No. Okay, so. Yeah, we know.
Okay, examining her body. Give me another doctoring roll, or just if you've got.
I got no skills.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you can still look with your
pink. Oh God, same roll.
It'd be better if I were to have a look at her.
Yeah, why don't you? I'll put up the door. You have a look.
Okay, scholarship. Minus one again, but then that comes up to a 3.
Okay. Do you have any kind of medical in your background?
He's done the basic first aid before now, so that's about it.
Mm. Well,
and also there's the I may have read that.
Okay.
Specialization.
Yes, you find one that she has the back of her head feels like she was struck. I mean, you can actually feel where the bone has been broken. Mm-hmm. There's blood. Also, you can tell looking at her fingers and hands, there's a bit of blood encrusted underneath her nails.
Defensive wounds.
Yeah,
it's pretty clear that she has probably been murdered.
Number one suspect. Do we have the video of our number one suspect at this point?
Yeah, well...
I'm asking Bert, because you can't answer that.
Yeah,
no. I'm sorry, I didn't follow the thread of that. The video of what?
Our number one suspect, i.e. Attain. The guy she was videotaping.
Ah, so you're going to look around and see if you can find videotapes?
Yep.
Sure, give me an investigation roll.
I have a fairly good idea where I can look at the worst case.
Yes.
Blah, 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 5.
Nice. Yeah, you're able to trace the wires that come into the room from the alcove you have recently seen, and they go behind her dresser. Playing around with a little bit, you find that... one of the drawers has a bit of electronics underneath some of her undergarments. And there's a recording AI in there, or a recording engine.
All right. Can we play it back at all?
Or take it somewhere else? Yeah. You find a set in a room and hook it up. What you have is recordings of... there's several on the cylinder. It's video recordings of him in his room. You actually see him packing his suitcase, and you see the gun that you guys saw him outside with. He's hiding inside of his suitcase, putting a fake door on top of it. He's also got a lot of cash in different nationalities that he's packing in there as well. Something interesting that you note is that as he's putting his clothing on, Mr. Attain isn't fat. Mr. Attain, in fact, was wearing a bodysuit to make him look larger and more corpulent than he was.
Is there any signs that he, like, did the murder, came back to his room sort of thing?
You'll have to check... well, you haven't checked his room yet, but I was. Well, other things you find.
I'm checking the videotape. What's on the videotape in regards to that?
Right. On the videotape, what you see is he's making a phone call, and you're getting the audio for it as well, because she had tapped the phone call. So you're hearing the both ends of the phone conversation. It's in German. So people who speak German, yep. Okay, so the conversation is, yes, I have the plans. Inform Mr. Huntergart that I'll be there shortly. I should arrive in Metropol in 4 days.
His eye twitches. Money,
I have the plans. Yes, yes, the usual place. You're only getting one side of the conversation, I'm sorry. Yes, the usual place. I will be leaving tomorrow. Yes. Okay, very good. You hear a click as like the other end of the phone disconnects, and he's about to lay the phone down, and then there's another click on the line, and then he puts the phone back up to his face, he covers over the mouthpiece and listens for a bit. And then you see him put down the receiver, and he turns his phone over and starts, you know, taking it apart, and he pulls out, you know, a wire attached to a round disc. And then you see him start to look around the room, and then he stares right at the camera and walks over to it. And then that's the last of the video.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's a powerful video.
Now, let's see if anybody, any of the guards, well, hold on a second. Let's see how good Benjamin's German is. Nope.
Ooh, that's not bad.
He looks suspiciously over Huntergart as he heard the name Huntergart being spoken on the phone.
Yeah, I was going to turn to Huntergart and say in German, your brother is a prick.
I know full well that fact.
And, Benjamin pulls out his gun slowly while he's staring right at you, Mr. Huntergart. Pulls back the hammer.
No.
Not yeah. Him.
No, I'll.
Nine,
there will
nine.
Be a knife at his throat as he's.
He's doing this really slowly, so you have a time to respond, but he's looking right at you, Aldrich.
It is not this Huntergart that we need to worry about.
Mr.
My German is rusty, but I can speak enough of it to know what that conversation said. What do you have to do with this man that has killed my employer's wife?
He is referring to my brother, who shall soon be receiving a visit. As Sundergaard is pretty much fuming.
Let's see if you can talk him down. This is social combat.
40 verge. That's a 6 on my...
Wow. Good. Okay. Unfortunately, that gives him a 5. Anyone else who wants to jump in and do something, just let me know. Right now, it's a conversation that they're having with each other.
Yeah, I'm stealthing up behind him. And if I think he's going to be ready to shoot, there will be a knife up to his throat.
All right. He's holding the gun steady as he looks at you, Aldrich, and...
Yeah.
I'm saying it's not him, it's his brother. It's not about that. He's fine.
Give me an empathy roll there. You guys can add.
Oh, got a 1. Good help. I'm helping.
Yeah, it does help a little bit. Okay, so he says, one of my guards reported knowing the Huntergart family when you first came in. I've got a dossier on you. It's rather unclear as to whether or not you have a brother or you are the brother that's being referred to.
In the Huntergart family, there are currently 2 heirs, or at least there were. There is myself, Aldrich von Huntergart, the younger and now exiled, disgraced brother. And there is the current head of household, Tobias von Huntergart, who now runs the family.
All right, give me another empathy roll while you're explaining this. Nick, I'm going to say that you're in position, but you can't really tell if he notices that you've been doing this or not.
Okay, I'll...
What was your total, Aldrich?
5,
okay. All right, he holsters his gun and says, it's not like you can leave the island until I say so anyway.
Actually.
And, he turns his head, looks, you know, directly at you.
Hi. Oh, I've been here the entire time. Don't mind me.
He just nods, keeping eye contact.
The knife goes back into my boot.
Mm-hmm.
for a moment thinking about evidence. Do we have handwriting analysis to any level of worth noting about Bert?
If you don't have it as a specialty, it's going to come under burglary.
Ooh.
Well, in that case. You
know. Yeah, in that case, I don't know anything about handwriting. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Comes under forgery is the skill under burglary it would run under.
So. All right. Okay.
Yeah. That's just going to be a 3 for me.
Let's say it's really high. You know, do you really want to?
Is it more than a 5? That's all I need to know.
Yeah. Okay, oh, yeah. Then.
Yes, you can tell that it's a forgery. You have seen some of her handwriting before. Some things just don't look exactly right. You're pretty sure this was a forgery.
All right.
Let's take her down. And we don't just cut her down and
right.
let her
body. Benjamin holds the body as he asks you to cut the rope, and then he lays her on the bed and then covers her up with one of the sheets.
Yeah, well, I wonder who she was talking with.
And John, there was your compel.
Yeah.
Hooray! I now have faint points to use.
Hooray. Well, we got more stuff to do, but it is getting a little late.
That's going to be hard. I'm just trying to work out whose life we haven't ruined so far.
I haven't ruined my life.
You did that long ago.
Yeah,
we've still got David's to go to screw up his life. Other than that,
well, why don't you hold him down and I'll start
cutting. Tesla. When we get back to Metapole, we can start ruining their lives as well.
But what do we tell Ken?
You can tell me anything you want, man.
I'm thinking that we tell him that Margaret suspected Etain and investigated him, but Etain got to her before anything could happen. That's right, isn't it, Ben?
Benjamin looks at you kind of shrewdly and says, that's exactly what we tell him.
If you do not mind, I think, I believe there's a flight leaving soon.
Well,
I think it will probably be best if I go back to Metapol and hammer on the embassy gates until...
No. Break. No. No. We still... We have just opened up a whole new can of worms that we have to deal with.
Remember, the guy's still alive.
Yeah,
and we need to go tell Ken.
Yeah, we gotta go tell Ken. We gotta invest. We gotta torture Etain. We have to. We have to poison the aircraft fuel. And then also, well, we're not going to poison aircraft fuel.
And somehow prove to David that his father killed himself dishonorably or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to say that we find his father's skeleton wrapped right next to it is a skeleton of a little child. And clearly he's, comforted himself. And that way, and we should also make sure Miss Renwick gets a nice picture and send it into the tabloids with her as with a secret agent, also with Bishop. That, I think, would perfect my desire to make everybody's lives here as worth as bad as my characters.
Oh, dear. All right. We're NPCs. Woo!
Our purpose is to spread misery and destruction wherever we go.
Do you guys want just a wrap-up so that you can get back to Metapole, or do you really want to continue on here in Stormhaven? I can do either way. I mean, because you're...
In some way, I'd like to deal with the caves just to see what's up with that, but I don't really know if there's much good in-character reason to stay and there's not good in-character reason to get the hell out of this island before we do much worse.
Well, I tell you what is an option. If you guys want to play out the rest of that, we can. The other thing you can do is you can actually continue your stay on Stormhaven as a, we're going to advance time this many weeks, and then I can just give you a synopsis of, the tying loose ends, and we can start up in Metapole next time we play with those weeks having passed, and so therefore you can build your skills, etc.
That's perfectly fine with me
if you want to do that.
Skill sounds good, but more importantly, in character, I think he's now at the point of actually going and throttling people in the embassy.
Yeah, I mean, there's some very good reasons to act in character, but good lord. Yes.
More importantly, there's a lot of stuff going on here, so it depends whether or not people...
What we do is we get Constantine to think... to trick Constantine to going after Von Undergaard.
Mm-hmm.
The right one, hopefully, you know. With any luck.
Yes.
But, you know, we've got... He's got one or two chances.
Meanwhile, Aldrich goes and hides at the North Pole and hopes that he can't find him there.
Yeah.
I think we got one and two shot. If he fails, we'll just try again.
Well, Bert, I mean, is there enough here for another session?
It's up to you. I mean, I can always make more for another session if you guys want to stay here in character. Is there a lot more that's, like, really plot important? Not really, no. But more could be made if you wanted to be.
I mean...
And as far as Aldrich, as far as you're concerned, if your character wants to hop the first flight back while they do the interim time at the island, that's fine too, because then we can just do your character is trying to assail the embassy during this time, you know?
Yeah. Well, because I do want to, rather than, you know, poison the gas tanks like I was kidding, I would like to do things like, you know, see if we could tap the Zeppelin landing site and see, you know, what time they're coming. There's also looking for the Nimrod around here. I mean,
yeah, there is more to do around here in that regard.
Yeah. I mean, but it's all sneaky stuff.
Yep.
I mean, I think we could take care of most of the sneaky stuff off camera.
Yes. Just thinking though that. I just need two more days. Can I actually count the actions we've been taking in this as training so that when two more days pass, I can spend points?
Well, there's time in between where you're not doing things that you could have called training. That, I mean, that's fine.
And I'm happy either way. I think that it's if there's very little left to do here, then it could just be a quick wrap-up session or you know, go along with the idea of the advanced time.
Nick, to address one of yours, the Nimrod scene is actually a floating scene that I have that I can insert it on any full moon. You don't really have to be here to actually do that scene. I mean, that's a little meta game, but just so you know, it doesn't have to happen here.
Yeah, because I appreciate that because I was actually going to push to stay because of that, because we knew she was here. If it's all the same to you.
Yeah, I can write that scene in near to Metapol here or anywhere. It's something I've had planned and is kind of a floating encounter. So,
but yeah, I mean, there's a couple things I want to do. Like, I want to start to see if we can gain. You know, what I was thinking of something we could do is actually make Stormhaven our secondary base. Mm-hmm.
But an accessible.
We're going to be welcome here for much longer.
Well, no. I mean, not us, but I mean, if things get hot and heavy in Metapol, I mean, this is an excellent area for us to lay low if things go bad.
If I need to lay low somewhere, I'll be gone.
Well, I mean, we have excellent facilities, some pretty nice stuff that wouldn't put us that far away from the action, but...
No, it's fair enough that we, for sort of like a meta reason, that we have an established place that we can fall back to and stuff, that we don't need to set up something else.
Yeah. Arrange some stuff with Allard,
Although, as pointed out, Allard may shoot us if we ever step foot on the island again.
Well, I don't think he's going to turn against us. It's not us, it's Attain. I mean, and then he needs to talk about his daughter about, you know,
being. Yeah, I think we're tainted goods in that we were here when it all came down and that we got negative association. And
well, I think if we're good enough deceivers, we can actually turn this into a positive that we were the people who lanced the boil and, you know, we're trustworthy figures, you know, turn it into a scenario. Yeah.
Turned out that the boil was caused by a blister beetle, and therefore we've caused a horrible outburst of boils all over the area now.
I disagree. I think we've just revealed what was going on underneath, and that if we play our cards right, we can gain
their skins intact.
I mean, if you guys are cowards and want to run away, that's fine.
I'm a coward. What's wrong with being a coward?
I think the coward...
They live longer to make the stabbity of the face happen more.
Yeah. I mean, you have to... You actually have to get close to people to stab them in the back.
So. As a coward, you run away to live to run away another day.
Right. Well...
More importantly, I don't think you're going to get your $50 a day anymore.
Meh. We'll see. Yeah.
So, okay, the question is, do you want to wrap up or do you want to stay on the island and do a bit more for next session?
It depends on how detailed the questioning of Attain will be, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how detailed have you made that?
Well, why don't we do that scene and I will tell you what is learned from Attain. How's that? And then you can decide.
Okay.
That work for everybody?
Yeah, I think we are, basically, I mean, as I said, there may be some plot that we don't know about, but Bert has, you know, given us intonations that there isn't huge plot things that we're missing at the moment. You can invent stuff, fine, but at the moment we're not missing out on stuff that you have invented already.
Correct. Right. You wouldn't miss anything by leaving the island. If you stay on the island, I can give you more stuff that happens to be found on the island. That's fine, too.
Right, no, I'm not looking for any more stuff to be found. I'm just...
I think, can we do it? And fine, you may not, but can we have it like, we can come back to this some other time and do some more stuff then? It's a nice sort of getaway from Metapol.
Yeah, it's not that far from Metapol, so yes.
Yeah, character-wise, I think we're sort of all going to go back to Metapol and start killing people.
Well, I got nobody to kill in Metapol.
What do you want about? There's always people to kill and stab in the face. Constantine.
I think if I know Constantine is in the same square mile as I am, I'm running and screaming like a little girl.
But then you won't get his invisible helicopter.
Yeah, no. No, Constantine's a scary, scary guy. He's retardedly scary. So
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't face Constantine without a plan.
Let alone all the other agents and stuff we know that are going on in Metapol that we need to track down and all that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, I mean there's a ton of stuff to do.
Yeah,
so. I wouldn't mind doing the thing with Etain now or later, but
I
think we will do the Etain thing now and then wrap up and get back to Metapol.
I'm going to set up the scene then for Etain, if that's okay. We'll do that, mm-hmm. and then you guys can decide what do you want to do for next game. So. Benjamin, being not only the head of security, but also the close friend of Kenneth, is the one to break the news to Kenneth. And the fallout of it is this. All of you guys, plus Benjamin, Kenneth, and Mr. Attain, and two other Tiger Guards, setting the scene, you're all in his underground lab. Attain is bolted to a wall where... Mr. Allard is sitting in a comfy chair facing him. There's two of his robots on either side of Attain. And he's standing there, and since this news has happened, his expression hasn't changed. Normally, he's kind of a very happy guy, you know, always enthusiastic, full of energy. Since he was told this, his expression has been grim. He hasn't said more than a couple of words to anyone. You're down in his lab. And he's looking at Attain and simply says, "Why did you kill my wife?" Attain looks back and doesn't say a word, just stares. And Mr. Allard speaks to the robot and says, "Remove his foot." The robot's arm opens up, the little lasery thing comes out, and it's smell burning flesh, and Attain's foot is just left foot just drops on the ground as he's bound to the wall just a little bit above. So he's kind of, he's not a few feet above the ground. And the flesh is cauterized like immediately. So he's not bleeding out. The screaming begins. Unless any of you guys actually interrupt this.
I will be actually interrupting this because... I will try to...
Everyone's looking shocked at the moment.
Yeah, I'm trying to convince Mr. Allard that he needs to no longer be a part of this. Because his desire for vengeance is clearly
He's very calm as he answers you back, and yes, we can start social conflict here, but he's his firing back is simply, "My wife is dead. I have nothing else. This man will tell me everything."
Yeah, mister, you still have your daughter, and we need to know why. I mean, Mr. Attain clearly is not who he says he is. And he murdered your wife for a reason. And if you don't know that reason, then she will, she will always, even if you kill him, she will always go unavenged. Her death will never truly be avenged.
He won't die until I'm ready for him to die, and he'll talk. Oh, he'll talk.
Right, but it would be more profitable if we get the information first, and then you can have your pound of flesh.
Okay, here's what's going on in the background. First of all, go ahead and give me an empathy roll. It's going to be against his resolve as he is determined to do this. And Hundegaard, you're trying to... what are you trying to get out of Attain? What is your focus here?
I want the information on what he is trading and how often to Tobias. And also, since I have my stunt for Book of Secrets, I can also... Which means I can use my empathy for intimidation.
Okay, nice. All right.
I am going to suss out what sort of hold is on this and also point out the fact that he's probably going to be shot either way, no matter which side he's with.
He ain't going to be shot, Bubba.
Okay, and what are you doing, Jameis, in the meantime?
At the moment, watching what's going on.
All right. Okay, let's see how convincing you are to Allard. Allard's determined to take this guy apart. He ends up with a 3.
That gives me a 4. I'll blow...
One box on his, okay.
Yeah, I'll blow a chip for, Ideal in a Dirty Business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll also blow another chip for It Could All Be Lies to try to convince him that, this isn't... There's more than what it seems here. And that will give me a +4 on top of that one box one.
Okay. He is going to simply tap his new aspect. My wife is dead. Damn it.
that's pretty fair.
Get a reroll. NPCs get major NPCs get 3 chips. Just so that you're aware that meta game wise, what you're going to be dealing with versus him. Okay, that ends up being a 6 for him.
And that only ends up being an 8 for me.
So you do convince him a little, I'm going to pause there for a second. And Mr. Hundegaard, give me your role. And there's any number of aspects that you can tap off this guy, given his situation.
Yes, first of all, 1, I'll tap off his aspect of I've lost my foot.
Yeah, so that will be a free tap since that was just tagged on.
Yes, so that brings me up to a 6.
Okay.
Next up, I'm guessing that he's going to have an aspect along the lines of, I have no cards in my hand right now.
Mm-hmm.
So is that one he has? Or that?
You will need to spend a chip to tap that one as it's not a temporary, but you can.
Okay. But no, I may as well then just spend my 3 points on 3 aspects to boost mine up. So at the moment I'm at a 6. I just want to break this guy in one go. So next up, ostracized aristocrat for a +2. And then on top of that, go for infamous family.
Since you are a hunter guard, if you're going to use that.
Yes.
Okay.
You have dealings with my brother, I believe. Do you think this makes me happy? And then my final one, which will be either tired of all this, I think. Yes, tired of all this again. Because somehow I don't think Noblesse Oblige would be good. I think that would be bad. Very bad.
Right. Before you tap them all, I mean, make sure you can do them in You don't have to say that you're tapping them all at once. You can just do one and then see how your roll is and then decide if you want to do the next. And
okay, starting with the six then. What's the result of the six?
Okay, starting with the resolve of six, he is resolved to not speak, and he's very good at this. So he's going to start off with a five. That's his base, and since he's losing this, he's going to tap the fact. You haven't done yours yet, so go from there. Right now, you've got one above him.
Next up, I shall tap Elsticized Aristocrat.
And using that as a plus two or a reroll?
A plus two,
okay. Tell me how that's being used. What are you saying, or how are you bringing that into play?
Do you know what used to happen among the old German houses? Do you know how it is that they earned their titles and their places? Through subterfuge and might. We held family titles through our ability to keep others from taking them from us. And on top of that, I have already lost mine. Do you know how angry that makes me? And do you know what is the subject of my anger today? That would be you. You, who I've consided with my brother.
Aha! And that opens him up to tap the fact that you are a hunter guard.
Yes.
Which he is going to use by telling you, he did worse on the reroll. He's going to basically say, oh, your brother told me about his spineless kin that was to be found in Metapol.
Spineless, you say?
Well, perhaps I should dissociate combat against the Hundergard to stop him killing him.
How you betrayed the bloodline. How you foolishly spend your time digging up bones and robbing tombs.
As I draw my sword. this, you see, is another family relic. Do you say this is worthless? Well, this is what I dig up. That means I'm very good with it, seeing as I have to be for my profession. Do you want to see what I can do with it? Me, the spineless whelp of the family.
And is this where you're tapping that other aspect?
Okay, yes, this will.
What does that bring you up to?
That would bring me up to, started at... Damn it, I'm losing fat. I think I'm up to a...
Started at a 6, 7, 8, so you're at 10 now. Okay, and he was at a 5, did worse at a 4. Okay, so I've got to make up... All right, he's going to take a minor consequence, and he's going to wet himself. And we're going to pause at that exchange right there. So you haven't taken him out yet simply because he is... showed weakness in public as a minor consequence, which is tappable, by the way. Now, Nick, you still haven't convinced him, but he's listening a bit more. And,
Mister,
and he says, okay, his defense here, what he's saying is, what do I have left? A bunch of baubles, a bunch of toys, and a strange daughter who spends no time with us? She was my life. She was all I had.
And the best way to honor her memory is not to... this man here is simply a tool. He did what he did for a reason. If now I understand your desire to harm the tool, but what you need to focus your energy on is to harm the person he was working for, to forgo the minor revenge for the greater revenge. For the greater revenge.
Okay, go ahead. Ooh.
That only gives me a 3.
Yep, that only gives him a 2, so it still just went up on him, so he's listening a bit more.
And I will actually pull out... plus 2 for knight in sour armor.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
For the greater revenge. That's the worst line ever.
Mm-hmm. He's going to use a chip for he's got a an aspect where he's driven to complete what he started. So he's going to reroll, and oh, that's much better.
Oh, yeah. You dirty son of a.
So what do you end up with?
5.
So he ends up with one better than you at a 6.
I only have 2 boxes in case.
So he's going to take one of yours out. He's starting to convince you that this is the way to do it. I assure you, I have a doctor's precision. This man won't die before I know every bit of information I want to know.
Meanwhile, Undergaard is interrogating him. All right.
And as he finishes that, he says, and this won't happen immediately, but he says, take his eyes, and the robot starts to extend his legs. All right, Jameis, I saw your text there. Okay. Let me just make a roll here. Ooh. All right. Benjamin sees you do it, and he makes eye contact with you, but he doesn't do anything to stop you.
Yeah, because I'm not sure which target I'm going to go for at the moment.
But he gives you that heads up that I know what you're doing. I know what you're going
for. I don't know if he does. Mm-hmm. We'll find out.
Especially since you don't know yourself yet. Mr. Huntegard.
on we go. As we continue.
He seems to be in terror as he has just wet his pants.
Oh, that's straight away a 5. Plus my free tag on here has pissed himself. Bringing me up to a 7. Giving me one more point to bring this up to a 9 if he manages to actually defend against this.
He's got gets his resolved. Okay, so he's only going to end up with 4.
So that'll be a 3 and so far.
That will. Oh, so yours is a 3 so far?
Well, no, with... I got a 5 plus 2, so that's a 7, and that will...
Actually, if you want to stop there, that's enough to break him.
Yes.
Right. So between having his feet cut off and someone telling him he's about to have his eyes put out, and you threatening him with a sword, he's willing to talk.
Now let us see who is the spineless one.
His words are... I'm a dead man anyway. Once your brother finds out, I'm marked. There's no way that I could hide anywhere. But at least I'll have a chance. More than I'll have with you crazy people. As he's trying to turn his head away from the robot that's getting closer to his head.
Tell me, how long have you worked with my brother?
Let me hold there for just a second and flip back to Nick. So he seems to be set on taking this man's eyes. Even though he's now screaming that he's willing to talk.
Look, he's broken. He's broken. We can always take his eyes later.
All right, just give me a simple roll. You're close to breaking him anyway.
That's a 4.
Four.
Okay. I'll tap his aspect. I get things done in the end. And, you know, this is something we can return to later.
All right. He looks at disgust at you. He stands up and he says, delay that order. The robot stops, hovering inches from the man's face as the end of his the laser arm is lit up. And slowly the light goes away. And he stands up and goes to the other end of the room, faces the wall, and says, take it. Take it all. Take every bit of information he knows.
All right. Unfortunately, the robot heard take it all and start this movement.
Alright, so...
Alright, and why did he kill the wife, etc., etc.?
Alright, what comes out is that he has been coming here for a while now, more than just this season, and he's been slowly getting information... from the Allards for things that have not yet been trademarked to put out on the market, things that 3R has been using for their own technology. He was able to figure out the code by one night following Mr. Allard's wife to the elevator, noticing that the elevator went down an extra level. He had powdered the surface of the keyboard, waited for her to use the elevator and not come out, and then go and see what the numbers were that were pushed in. So he gained access that way. He has a tool that was given to him after he found this out from 3R that made the cameras simply not see him as he would come up and down. She found out, apparently after bugging his room and videotaping him, she had a suspicion that something was going on. And when he found his room bugged, he knew who had to have done it. Confronted her in her room, and essentially after she would not accept a bribe to basically just leave Kenneth, he was telling her that Kenneth had been unfaithful, and that he knew, looking at their finances, that she was ready to leave him anyway. She refused to believe it. She told him that she had decided that through her own hiring of detectives and various other ways, had found that Kenneth had been true to her, had decided that she was going to stay, and she couldn't be bribed to just leave, so he had to kill her.
I'm half tempted to just put him out of his misery now.
Mm-hmm. He knew about the 3R installation on the island that was using the antenna to basically relay orders to their sleeper agents in Metapol and beyond. Do you guys ask about the mountain pass? Because remember, you haven't told anyone else about that yet, so I don't...
No, I don't.
Well, he doesn't mention that. That doesn't come up in anything he's saying.
And your mercenaries within 3R?
I make use of them sometimes when I need to pass information or physical items off the island.
How do you often contact them?
Whoa, hold on. Bad microphone movement. Okay, go ahead.
And how do you often contact them, and where do you usually leave your information?
Motors are given to me elsewhere. The last information was given to me at Metapol before I came here on vacation. There were particular plans that I was to steal. Once I'm on the island, usually I'll send message by ship, a ship that's designated by name by my 3R contacts. It's too risky to send off a transmission. Kenneth occasionally monitors traffic going off the island. Other times I will go to Night Watch, where the 3R broadcast post is. I'll have them broadcast it out occasionally. I try not to use that often, as drawing attention to that place would compromise that part of the mission.
What kind of contact do you have with my brother?
He's my handler. He's the one I report to. He's recently taken up a position in Metapol, and I was to report to him there.
I want all your information on your methods of contact, what you have as proof of identity. I want everything you have to do with my brother.
He kind of laughs at that and says, there's no records. There's nothing that you can link your brother to me.
I want what you have so that they know who you are. I want the information that you are meant to give him. And if you do not give it to me, I will start removing fingers.
He kind of glances down to his left hand, and there's a class ring there, like a large ring. He says, if you flip the gemstone over, there's a seal beneath. I mark my packages. I mark my messages with this. That's how they know it's from me.
I'll rip that off his finger. And what were you going to give him this time?
There are new plans, new plans for a magnetic device. I don't understand it myself. I was told what to look for, and I got pictures of in my briefcase. There's a false bottom. There are rolls of film.
I don't suppose there'd be anything nasty for us waiting in your room.
No.
Do note that if you are lying, then there are more of us than this thing will probably harm.
No, there's one of us. It's nothing to remove. I couldn't compromise my position here. They knew me. I've been here for years. There's no reason for me to have done something like that.
Anyone else have any questions?
Oh, yeah, we have a ton. And we'll interrogate them. And
yes.
I mean, I'm feeling sick and tired right now, so I can't think straight. And it's...
If you guys want to send specific questions later, that's fine. Anything that he knows, you've broken him, so he'll give up.
What did he do in his? Does he actually work for the World Bank, and what did he do in that capacity?
Yes, he.
As
a matter of fact, he does work for the World Bank, and that's how he was approached initially. Before 3R took over Germany, they were building an account with the National Bank, and he was approached that way. He has done service in the former German army, where he was noted to be a sympathizer to the high class, and was likely earmarked to be sympathetic to 3R. In fact, he was.
Temptation to get access to funds.
Yeah. How much money was he leaving here with?
A few thousand dollars in different types of currency.
Yoink.
And what was your plan for the Allies?
I think Ken's going to be yoinking that far before we get a chance to.
If I have a chance to yoink some, I'm going to yoink some.
Oh, hell yeah. But I don't think Ken's going to get to it first.
I'm just waiting for someone to say the following lines of loot the body.
The money is basically used since he travels to a lot of different places. It's money that he uses to set up accounts or whatever he needs to protect himself, etc. So he carries a lot of different currencies around just for that. If he has to hire goons, if he has to, you know, get illegal armaments, anything that way, that's
cash. What's his plan for the daughter?
Oh, nothing. They were simply taking the same flight out.
There's no involvement, or they have no plan for it. Fine. If there's, I think at this rate, when all the questions are done, I'm going to have to fight the temptation to slit his throat or something, and then probably go and vomit copiously in the bathroom, but still.
When you're done questioning him, Kenneth does step back out and says, "And now he's mine."
Right. Yep.
Yes. Mr. Arnold.
See, I'm tempted to be kind and just kill him outright.
Nope. Nope. I'm a man of my word.
There is a device which... Well, plans for a device which he was going to sell. I would like you to reclaim your property, but also make a dummy device, or the plans for one. False set of plans, which we can also just send along.
He nods and says, if you will refrain from leaving until the morning, I'll see you off properly. I'll do what you ask with the plans.
I hope you make him suffer for this.
He just nods.
All right, well, yeah, so we'll go back to Maple.
Yeah.
All right, next game, do you guys want to continue in here, or do you want to leave for Metapole?
Metapole.
Mm-hmm. We'll go back to Metapole.
All right. To wrap it up then, in the morning, you are given papers that have been handwritten out by Benjamin. Some of it's shaky at certain points, but anything that you forgot to ask or wanted to ask later that you couldn't think of at the time, assume that the answers can be found in these papers. As he hands them to you, he says, Kenneth was able to get more information, and hands those papers to you. He looks really just pale. Looks like he's not slept. It looks like he's, you know, been sick a few times.
It's nice to work for a boss who has morals. Mm-hmm. I tip my hat.
He hands an envelope to you, actually. He says, this is an agreement between you and Mr. Allard, I believe, that was made the other day.
Yes.
To the rest of you, Mr. Allard wishes to say that he would like to be involved in any further proceedings against this 3R corporation, and that the Allard's technical expertise and fortunes can be at your disposal upon need.
And I explain, you know, I actually, while we're down there, I'll inform Allard about, you know, the Zeppelin, and see if we could arrange for something where they can catalog the time where they are, you know, when they leave, where they go, et cetera, et cetera. And see if we can arrange something there. But I'll discuss more off camera about that.
Sure. But yeah, that's worked out with him. And you all are basically given your own private flight back to Metapole the next day, or well, that day, and are given basically an invitation back to the island for anything that you might be able to pass on to Kenneth or anything that he might be able to help you with as far as this goes. He's basically taken upon himself. His mission now is to bring down 3R.
Right.
Ooh.
Which may be directly against his
employers.
Patrons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I brought that up, but I also pushed him to go for 3R, too, so.
Yes. And as the final scene, as you guys are on the airport or on the airplane flying away, you are been out of contact with Metapole for a few days, etc. Pick up the day's paper, which is brought out by stewardess just to let you catch up. And the first page story is Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria assassinated.
Sweet. Serbian black hands. Oh.
History repeats.
They always screw up everything.
Death by sandwich.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I have stayed up way past my time in which I go away, so.
Okay. Just as an end, everybody take 4 experience points for this one, as you have earned a bitter ally.
Was there a chance of us saving Margaret?
Yes, there was.
Oh, we completely ignored that?
Yep. If we'd gone after a Tain a lot quicker.
Yes, yeah. Essentially.
Oh, okay. Well.
13 XP.
That was decided many sessions ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope people enjoyed that, and we will schedule again in two weeks.
Yep.
I miss not hearing the doom 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 outbeat. I really like that.
Incompetech.com. Our game's website, along with links to the show notes, public forums, and game information, can be found at obsidianportal.com. Do a search there for Steam Steal and Murder to find us. At the end of this podcast are promotional clips for other podcasts that I found to be inspirational and hope you will as well.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least 2 episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orcdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slamdesign.com/RPPR.
And you should check your email. I sent you those figures from Tuesday.
Ah, good, thanks.
What is that?
What?
The hanging next to your calendar.
It's a trilobite.
A what?
Trilobite. They lived all over the Earth 290 million years ago. You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What's the thing next to it? That's
a Celtic emblem. Next to that is a bust of Shakespeare. Down below that, some runes. Across the way on the other side, there's a dragon head. There's, Egyptian scarab. A couple of different things.
Yeah. Skull? Celtic cross? Yin and yang? Where'd you get these? What are they?
They're solid symbols.
Solid symbols? Well, I get the solid part. Yeah, the little miniature sculptures. But where'd you get them?
Bought them online. www.solidsymbols.com.
Why do they all look like they're a 1,000 years old or something, or like some archaeologist dug them up?
I don't know. I guess it's because they represent really, really old ideas.
Old ideas?
Yeah. Ideas that were around a long time before you, me, this company, and are going to be around a long time after.
And besides, that's the style he chose. He? Who he?
The artist. One guy. One guy makes all these.
Right here in the U.S. And you can afford to buy art from an American artist?
Dude, they're $10 a piece. You spent more than that on lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Louise's got a couple, too. And I got some hanging at home.
So what are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? They give me something else to look at besides spreadsheets. They remind me to think about things that are old and important.
Yeah, well, you know, when most people want to put something up in their cubicle, they usually put up a postcard or a cartoon strip.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference about the art in this cubicle.
Yeah, what's that?
It's interesting enough for somebody to be standing here talking to me about the art in this cubicle. And you can put that dragon head right back where you found it, thank you.
Oh, sorry. It just fits so nicely in my hand.
Yeah, well, toddle back off to your desk. www.solidsymbols.com.
Subtle hint. Was that a subtle hint?
You're brilliant.
You're weird.
Thank you very much.